Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love All Humans Radio Show
with your hosts. I'm Sean.
I'm Tracy.
This is your show for positive music, talk, and entertainment. The Love All Humans Blog Talk Radio Network.
We are here to uplift your spirit and educate on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages and have a zero tolerance policy for negativity, bullying, and cursing, or any personal names or negative situations.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494.
That's 718-766-4494.
Be sure to have a pen and paper ready and do business with our sponsors. And if you are a business owner, advertise on our show for only $25 for a half-hour spot.
Get a discount just by mentioning Love All Humans or by wearing your bracelet to their establishment.
We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.loveallhumans.com.
And email us at join@loveallhumans.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas.
Let's get on with the show. We love you.
Love you. Memorial Day.
That's right. Memorial Day observance. That's right.
Yes, it is. And we want to, first off, before we do anything, apologize for last week. Anybody that goes into our archives or was trying to listen live, we apologize. We were hacked, but it has been promised to us that it will never happen again.
That's right.
So please join us today for our wonderful discussion on human legacy, and we have an amazing new song from Sean Z. Williams to play right for Memorial Day observance. But first things first.
The Love All Humans song. The Love All Humans song that started it all.
That's
so
right.
Humans worldwide can actually get a chance to forgive themselves, love themselves, and love all humans. So therefore, we can have an awesome time, awesome experience while we are here on this planet Earth. So, to get it done, let's love all humans. Oh, yeah. Woo.
We are all one spirit living on one planet. We are one united. Love. Together we will make it. Together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I.
Time is now for freedom and equality. It starts with them, her, him, and you and me. It doesn't matter if you and I disagree. The time is now for peace and harmony. Time to live as one now has arrived. You'll never be alone anymore, 'cause we're right here by your side. We will make it through, just wait and see. For the spirit becomes one from you and me. We are all one spirit, living on one planet. We are one, united, love all humans that live on it. Together we will make it, together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I.
stranger's side. For it's the stranger who may rescue you to save your dear life. It's time to know exactly where we're from.
We're the human race, let's choose to live as one.
Many colors of the human race we see. When the colors come together, we are one big family. It's time to stand for truth and what is right.
We will change the hearts of millions with love tonight. We are all one spirit, living on one planet. We are one united, love all humans that live on it. Together we will make it. Together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I. We are all one spirit, living on one planet. We are all united, love all humans that live on it. Together we will make it. Together we will rise. Together we are one, you and I.
Our time to live as one now has arrived. You'll never be alone anymore, 'cause we're right here by your side. We will make it through, just wait and see. For the spirit becomes one from you.
Talk and I support Love All Humans.
Hi, I'm voice actor Bill Farmer and I support Love All Humans. And that is the golden truth.
Hi, I'm Cassidy Mack and I support Love All Humans.
This is Chris Peterson. I'm supporting Love All Humans.
I'm Dr. John Carvalho and I support Love All Humans.
This is Ed Dansby from Dansby Photography and I love all humans.
My name is Emilio Rivera with Sons of Anarchy. I love all humans and animals. Thank you.
I do.
I'm Eric Zuli, and Easy Way supports Love All Humans. It's all about loving all humans.
This is NASCAR driver Freaky Fast, and I love all humans and animals, and I thank Sean and Tracy Williams.
Hi, we are Black Onyx. You're listening to Love All Humans on Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right.
This is Kolodal. You're now listening to Love All Humans Radio. Keep on listening.
My name is Kateri Charette, and I love all humans.
Hi, it's Kati Gleason, and I fully support Love All Humans.
Hi, this is Lacey Kay, and I love all humans.
This is actor Lance Gideon, and I support Love All Humans. Don't forget, www.loveallhumans.com.
Hi, this is Larry D. Ragman Jr., and I support Love All Humans.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, LJ Ugarte, and I just love all humans. Shazam!
Hello, everyone. This is Maria Saul, and I support Love All Humans. I love you all.
I'm Matt G. from Big Papa Online, and I love all humans.
Hello, my name is Michael Mathis, and I support Love All Humans.
This is Mir Weiss Najibi, and I support Love All Humans.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright, and I love all humans. And superheroes.
Hi, this is Octavia Milicia Cooper, and I love all humans.
I'm Rachel J.L. from Clemony Films, and I love all humans.
We're the San Francisco Fire, and we love all humans.
This is Tony.
And this is David
from SoulBear.com.
And we love all humans.
Hi, this is Tiger Man, and I love all humans. Rock, reject all hate.
All right, so we have a lot more people that are lining up to give shout-outs to us.
That's right.
And we're going to have half the show is going to be shout-outs if we did all of them.
And that's good.
Yeah, it's great. It's great that, you know, that we have so many supporters and so many people that really do care, and we're growing, and we were really shocked about last week, but we've made amends, and we've made special sure that will never, ever, 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 ever happen again.
That's right.
Which is exciting because, you
well,
know.
Well, a lot of people probably want to know what it is. And since it was out of our control, it lies in censorship. There's a lot of things and that when it comes to integrated and internet radio, broadcasted radio, there are federal-related FCC regulations that there are things you can say and cannot say. So we know that, and we know that now. Our topic was on suicide prevention. So the best advice for that show, to sum it all up in case you guys missed it, is basically you are never alone. You're not alone. It's time to forgive yourself, love yourself, seek help. You know, go to our website, loveallhumans.com, and click on Find Help Now. Search, just scroll down and look at any of the services available will help you find the answers that you're looking for, because we're all alive to make a difference. If you volunteer, take the time out, maybe go outside your house. If you feel depressed, go outside into, a volunteer center, the homeless shelter. You see the people that are there. You know, maybe you'll say, hey, I have an apartment. I have a place that I can stay at. Wow, these people, and you'll talk to them. They will inspire you, believe it or not, to say, you know, life isn't that bad. You know, when you're alive, you can love yourself enough to give yourself a chance. So that's what suicide prevention it means
right.
to me.
And what's amazing about human life is that you always do have a choice, even though you don't. Sometimes we feel in our darkest hours that there's no other choice. There always is. There always is another choice. And there are a lot of people out there that care and that, you know, will just, you know, having someone to listen to how you feel and validate your feelings is really a very important thing. And if you're out there and know somebody who is very, very depressed, very hurting a lot, and maybe talking about suicide or hurting themselves.
Any of the signs,
just,
right?
just, you know, be there for them and don't judge them. Be there for them. Listen to them. Validate that their emotions, their feelings, their thoughts, they are valid.
Yeah.
That, you know, everybody has feelings, and just because they're not yours doesn't mean that they're not valid and true and for that person. So it's important to be open-minded and be caring and thoughtful to each other, and hopefully we can save some lives.
That's right. Now, for the show of suicidal prevention, you know, we can all be there for each other, and that's what Life and Love All Humans is all about. Human legacy. It always falls into the human legacy, because there's a lot of humans who created a legacy to make sure that we stay alive, like for the Memorial Day observance, so we can remember the ones, the fallen soldiers, the women and men who have sacrificed their life, you know, their social life, their families. They've given up every single thing for the sake of the country, to protect the country and the American people and the world that live on it. So, you know, with that being said, human legacy is a very true part of how we can become a Love All Humans entity, a company, a stronghold corporation with no color lines or religious lines or gender lines or anything that would diverse a human or differentiate a human being. We've all been programmed to differentiate ourselves from others. I mean, at an early age as well. Separation, you know, different groups. Oh, male, female. Oh, let's separate them. Hey, there we go. You know, so we need to reeducate ourselves and to say, hey, we're human beings. Let's see what we can do, you know, to make this better. And a lot of people were saying, well, you know, we're hearing the same songs. We're hearing the same songs. Yes, we play the same songs. I love all humans. You know, I do believe that if people keep hearing the message, keep hearing the message, maybe you'll tell others about the message and you'll spread the song. But we do have a new song.
Brand new music.
Yeah, brand new music. Because we were listening to everybody saying, hey, is there going to be a new song? I mean, can we hear a new song that you guys are coming out with? So I wrote a song titled "Can We Love While We're Alive?" And if you actually, you know, think about it, we're going to put a little music video on it and put it on our Facebook page within the next show. If not, within, just check on the loveallhumans.com website or YouTube it, and maybe you'll see it within this week. But by Monday for sure, so people can hear the lyrics, can see the lyrics, can feel the music, can tell others about this song, "Can We Love While We're Alive." Now, this song is dedicated to the fallen soldiers and the veterans and the victims in the world who've fallen from neglect from the human race. We can do this. You know, it's up to us. And this song I wrote, "Love While We're Alive."
no killing humans for one's sake. Can we love while we're alive? We can live in peace with no disease, without the souls with desperate needs. Can we love while we're alive?
Realty team partnered with Keller Williams Pacific Estates. It is great to meet you online. Now, let's get started on why we need to work with one another to make this planet a better place to live. Since bullying and human intolerance are at their highest peaks in today's schools, homes, and corporate offices, together we can help solve these problems. At Love All Humans Realty, we use our profits for proper education on anti-bullying and human tolerance. For the buyers out there, I am committed to working with you to make your dreams come true on your next purchase of commercial, residential, or investment property. And for the sellers, let me, Tracy Williams of Love All Humans Realty, help you to market your property for the quickest and most profitable turnaround possible. By believing in your dreams and future, you and I can be heroes for the victims of bullying and human intolerance with every successful deal and transaction that we make together. We know that you can choose to do business with other real estate companies that have no vision like ours, and we thank you for choosing Love All Humans Realty.
Call me at 562-354-1724. 562-354-1724.
I am Tracy Williams of Love All Humans Realty, a partner of Keller Williams Pacific Estates.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting. Easy Way Broadcasting. Broadcast on Twitter and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also receive our text updates by texting Easy Way, no spaces, that's letter E, letter Z, to 313131 and receive all of our Easy Way updates. And remember, let's love all humans.
The crisis of our time.
From the brilliant mind of Dr. John Carvalho comes an autobiographical discourse.
The crisis of our time.
Acclaimed author Dr. John Carvalho has been submitted for a Pulitzer Prize, selling in 42 countries.
The crisis of our time.
Is now available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and fine bookstores everywhere. Visit DrJohnCarvalho.com for more information.
The crisis of our time.
Epic Mobile Solutions, creating custom-made mobile apps, websites, and social media marketing across the globe. Epic Mobile Solutions. It is our job to make your company brand achieve that personality and professionalism that your business needs to stand out. Epic Mobile Solutions. Video marketing uses today's animation graphics and a sense of kinesthetic experiences to engage your customers' buying appetite. Epic Mobile Solutions. It manages on many marketing platforms for all your online needs and will bring more clients to create your solid bottom line. Fast turnaround. We do our job by making your company stand out from your competition. Take the burden off of your shoulders with Epic Mobile Solutions. Visit our website at www.epicmobilesolutions.com. Epic Mobile Solutions. Your company will dominate the online world.
Epic Mobile Solutions. 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 Epic Mobile Solutions.
Francisco's Tree Service. Friendly and reliable. Call us at 562-644-7422. When you hire Francisco's Tree Service, we believe that safety always comes first for a liability-free workplace. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Francisco's Tree Service has everything you need to tackle any tree project or any tree problem. At Francisco's Tree Service, he carries his own power hand tools and electricity so you can enjoy a great value along with a great tree trimming service. No matter how high, wide, or low your tree has become, Francisco's Tree Service can handle tree removal, tree topping, tree trimming, stump grinding, and palm tree skinned or trimmed for proper healthy tree maintenance. Does your tree cause power line or cable issues? Francisco's Tree Service can provide solutions that will remove branches caught or tangled in your power lines and cable lines so there is no longer an issue. And remember that Francisco's Tree Service Company has the most caring and friendliest service out there. Francisco's Tree Service. Call us at 562-644-7422. Francisco's Tree Service provides the right equipment for proper cleanup. Many other tree companies just leave their mess behind. But with Francisco's Tree Service and his friendly fellow workers, you will be able to enjoy your day with peace of mind after the job is done the right way. Be sure to ask about Francisco's free wood cutting for your fireplace or fire pit with every job as a special thanks for hiring Francisco's Tree Service. Everyone calls and hires Francisco's Tree Service, and you will too. Call him now at 562-644-7422. That's 562-644-7422. See you soon.
Genio's On-Site Taco Bars. We make your occasion a Genio occasion. Call us 323-849-9915. Genio's On-Site Taco Bars. We provide made-to-order seasoned fresh meat tacos using the freshest taco toppings. and our famous salsas. At Genio's Onsite Taco Bar, we're always there for your birthday parties, private events, corporate events, and backyard gatherings. Call us now at 323-849-9915 or visit our website at www.geniosonsitetacobars.com.
Love all humans, Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we appreciate all of the sponsors and affiliates, those who actually, designate their time and supporting the Love All Humans Radio, making sure that we stay online. It's awesome. So we have Dansby Photography, which is the CEO of the awesome company that everybody knows, Edward Dansby, and he basically has a lot to say. And when we talk about human legacy, we honestly mean it, because there's a lot of people out there that you know will call in and they'll do something about it. They'll actually start an event or something that will help humans to become aware of other humans and problems and situations. And Edward is calling in to show you his side and his take on our topic, human legacy. Edward Dansby of Dansby Photography, you are live on Blog Talk Radio. Love all humans. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Tracy. It is awesome to be back on the show once again. You know, I tried to be on a couple weeks ago, and the catastrophe last week, I apologize about all that happened, with you guys. Human legacy, especially. Before I get started, I want to give a shout-out to all the veterans, because this is Memorial Day to remember those who have fallen. And don't worry, it's going to lead me into what I'm going to be talking about, especially all the families of those who have fallen, because their loved ones gave the ultimate sacrifice, no matter if it was the current war that's going on or the Revolutionary War. Their families gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in a country where we can help others. We can speak our mind and make a difference in not just our country, but in the world.
Right.
But, that gets me to why I called in, is that, up until just maybe 20 years ago, there were so many people who went either undiagnosed or were drafted with epilepsy, and they were drafted in the military, or they were undiagnosed at the time because the diagnosing procedures hadn't been perfected yet. And, they served our country with epilepsy. And also, those coming back, whether it be from what was formerly known as shell shock, now PTSD, they acquired epilepsy while they were serving. And that's why this is, as you guys know, and all your listeners know, it's one of the most passionate things to me. So they acquired the neurological condition, and it went undiagnosed and went untreated for years. And then finally the military branches, like when I turned 18, I went down to selective service and did my thing like I was supposed to, and they said, no, we're not taking, you can't join because you have it. So I was fine with that, but at least I did the right thing, and we need to bring awareness. That's why, as Sean knows, to all the listeners out there, we don't, we're not sure when yet, but it is coming. We now have all the equipment to have a full red carpet. I have a red carpet of my own. We now have all the equipment to have a full red carpet that is in the planning stages, where we can do something and focus the awareness on the epilepsy thing, because the whole thing with TV shows making fun of it, I won't name which ones, but and has gotten out of hand. And some of the people who have, fortunately, they are still with us, who do suffer from it, but are leaving a lasting legacy. They've come out of the closet, so to speak. Is like I mentioned last year, Prince, he has it. Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars, he has it. They have left, they're leaving a legacy. And, you know, I'm not going to be doing the red carpet for my self-gratification and my legacy. I would rather do it so that, you know, it gets carried on. And, you know, the Facebook group I have, Epilepsy Awareness in the Entertainment Industry, that is a self-living legacy, even after I'm gone. Yeah, and you're, so, you know, people leave a legacy of whether they, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, whether they realize it or not, in their actions.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow. That was awesome. And you know, callers, if you have anything to respond, if you guys want to, you know, give this time, a lot of people are calling in, but yet they're staying on hold. They're pressing one, but they're not. They remain in silence. I'm like, okay, yeah, but it's okay. Again, you know, if I want you guys to press one, so you can speak to us on this topic, human legacy. If you know someone, you know will inspire somebody else to do something to create a legacy that outlives your own life. You know, like Love All Humans, we've heard people, a lot of people coming up to us saying, wow, it's going to be so great that when you guys, 100 years, 500 years from now, Love All Humans is going to be something that has evolved so people can be more aware. And that kind of touched me in a way that there's so many people that are born in this world that, you know, how many get to be remembered? You know, some are just on a headstone, and we remember them because of the legacy that they have done. We keep their memory alive with that. So as long as we do something to help someone or to, you know, risk their lives, sacrifice their lives, that's exactly what Memorial Observance Day is. Memorial Day to remember the ones who have sacrificed everything, the ultimate sacrifice, so we can have our social network, our families, our enjoyment, our freedom, you know, our dignity. It all starts with people who want to help other people. And that's what this show is about, human legacy. There's a story. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. You know, before we go too much further, we have, you know, I would like to give a shout out to the unofficial mom of Family Feud, my mother, who's listening to the show for the first time. You know, she's, because of my sister's position, she's kind of become the unofficial mother of the show. So I would like to thank her for listening on the air. And
for listening.
You know, so, but yes, you know, the legacy, we have to give a legacy to, you know, those who have, you know, have suffered from this condition. And also a couple, you know, I'm over at my mom's place, so I can't talk that long, but, and can't be on the air that long. But there are some things coming down the road for Dansby Photography, some policy changes to more reflect with the affiliation with, you know, the awesome company Love All Humans, that I would like to go ahead and make public now. And one is, we are dropping our policy of not doing same-sex weddings or not serving our the LGBT community. We're dropping that policy.
Well, I applaud I'm very, you know, very, you know, that you're thinking, you know, of more people I'm really proud of you, Edward. Thank you.
I think Edward said it best. When if you want to see the personal person, the soul of Edward Dansby on Facebook, he said something that a camera lens does not see It doesn't have basically. I don't know how you said it, but it was like it doesn't
okay,
judge.
What I said, Sean, is you know, the camera sees no barrier. Why should I?
Wow, that's awesome.
And granted, you know, we still have to change the website and all that other stuff, update the paperwork, but it should be done by the end of the week. Also, we're making it really easier for our clients now. We've switched hosting providers to Zenfolio, so images are 100% secure. And, you know, you're talking about a video, Sean. I hope that, you know, you're going to give me a call to do the still shots or at least do the slideshow. But,
cool.
You know, that's...
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, the legacy, leaving a legacy is really, we all leave a legacy, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Sometimes we just don't realize that we've left one.
Right.
You know, if you asked, say, Robin Williams, if he thought he was leaving a legacy, my guess is that he would have said, no, you know, I don't want to be remembered for this. Or this, or that. Yeah, he wants, but he has left a legacy, and it's a pretty good one too. So, you know, he taught us to look at others in a more humorous light. Look at situations in a more humorous light. If you would have turning to photography, if you would have asked. You know, Ansel, I mean, not Ansel Adams, but Alexander Roshenko. His style of photography left a legacy for photographers to follow and for people to follow. Look at things from a different angle. You know, look at some of his work. He's always right next to it, shooting vertical or horizontal. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
So... What I'm trying to remember what I was getting at, but, you know, we leave a legacy whether we like it or not. It is up to the individual person on whether that is going to be a positive legacy for someone to build on and continue to help the world on, or whether it's going to be a negative legacy for someone to continue to bring the rest of society down. Or like I mentioned on past show, sometimes a negative can be pulled into a positive. And if someone leaves a negative legacy, someone comes along and says, you know what, I can turn that around.
That's right.
So it's just one of those things. Yeah, I'll leave your listeners with this. If you are going through the store and you see a veteran, reach out your hand and thank them. You know, because that's what today is all about. It's about the ones who have fallen. If you know a friend or family member who had a service personnel, you know, killed in action, take them a box of cookies, help them out with their mortgage. You know, go over and if even just to thank them. You know, it's not about backyard barbecues. You know, it's not about a reason to pop a top, if you will.
That's right.
You know, it's, you know, look at it this way. Their family gave the ultimate sacrifice. At least give a few minutes of your time, batch of cookies or whatever the case may be.
Awesome.
You know, and that's all I got to say. You know, to all the listeners who want to get a hold of me, just go to, you can look me up on Facebook, just Edward Dansby. I'm the one wearing the beard and the cowboy hat. As Sean told me, I look like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Or you can just go to DansbyPhotography.com and fill out the contact info. I try and get back to everybody as much as possible. I love you guys all. I love all humans. And I love this country and our veterans for it. I'm out of here, guys. I'll talk to you later. Peace.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Edward. We love you, too. And I'm very, very, very proud of you for changing your policy. And, you know, thinking, just changing your perspective. It's a good thing.
That's right. We love you, brother. We love you for that. Thank you so much for your legacy, your positive human legacy. That was
my
your
pleasure.
Brother and our brother. That was your brother and our brother, Edward Dansby of
Woo!
Dansby Photography.
Very good news.
Oh,
and
wow.
And that was awesome.
It was awesome.
So, you know, changing our legacies is a good thing and making them more positive. Sean, tell me, what would your wish for your legacy to be hundreds of years from now? What would you like anybody in the future to think about or know about you?
I would like a Love All Humans museum that, you know, lets people know how the world was before the education of Love All Humans, before, we all were brought to an understanding of a proper education, of knowing that we are all human beings created by God. And when you're a creation, who has the right to say what you feel, what you believe, how you live your life is wrong? I mean, that's the deception. And I want someone and everyone to go to this museum and learn, research, listen to everybody's stories, listen to all the veterans that have fought for our country to keep it safe, you know, from terrorists. Listen to all their stories, to their sacrifices of their lives. Listen to their stories. So when you listen to this this education from Love All Humans Museum, you won't want to hurt another human being or kill another human being, because you'll say to yourself, there's so many people who sacrifice their lives for my freedom and my safety. Therefore, in their honor, I am not going to hurt or kill another human being. That, to me, is the best memorial observance day I could ever imagine. So it is really up to us to have this form of education so we can all endure this legacy, the legacy of loving all humans. And if I could have that to speak for it and let it hit educational schools, scholastic studies from schools, I don't know, kindergarten to junior high school and high school to college, you know, I think, you know, you need to have a course on Love All Humans. So therefore you can get your certificate, your diploma, your degree, your doctrine. You know, that's, you know, you at least have to have, you know, an understanding about other humans before you can work with other humans or take money from other humans or just respond to other humans. So Tracy, what would your legacy be after thousands of years, hundreds of years from now? What do you want everyone to think about you?
Well, I'm hoping that our archives will survive those thousands of years and that people will listen to this show and be able to still learn something from it, or just go back and say, you know what, that makes sense. I'm so glad we live our lives like that now. Just as a reminder to people of, you know, a little bit of, show a little bit of kindness, show a little bit of love, show a little bit of activity. You know, we all need it.
Right.
And that's what I just like people to be able to hear that, see our productions, you know, upcoming productions, and see it as something that can last forever. It's, you know, the entertainment industry is such an amazing medium in order to create a legacy, because it's something that people need. They all need entertainment. They all need education. And having audio visual cues to that education and to that entertainment through movies, through TV, through radio, through all of those mediums that we're in as Love All Humans, it's really gratifying to make something that hopefully will last the test of time and that people can come back to over and over again and say, you know, it does make sense, and that's something that maybe they can get something new out of every time or just for entertainment purposes as well. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about for the future.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, let us know, callers, 718-766-4494. And this song is going to go out to, like Edward said, if you see a veteran or someone, a soldier, worldwide, because our show goes worldwide. So if you see anybody that's who's given their service, their ultimate sacrifice service, you know, for your country, their country, you know, this song is for them that I wrote. It's called Coming Home. So this is for all the veterans and for the fallen soldiers and just a memory that they'll remain in our hearts when they come home.
I'll be coming home. while we're alive. The media repeats with lies and deceit, so there's no love between you and me. Can we love while we're alive? Will we love while we're alive? We must love while we're alive. Can we love while we're alive? Will we love while we're alive? Killing humans for one's sake. Can we love while we're alive? We can live in peace with no disease, without the souls with desperate needs. Can we love while we're alive? We'll love while we're alive. We must love while we're alive. Can we love while we're alive? Will we love while we're alive? We must love while we're alive.
Thank you. Thank you. for war, not peace. It makes no sense for human eyes to feed, 'cause you can't see. Let's learn to disagree, can't we?
Freedom. got three out of five.
Thank you, Brianna. Well, that's awesome. And then And then, you know, I've got an actual email, but this is, you know, a while back. I think it was I wanted to talk about it, but I might go with the human legacy. A person says that, you know, he spends his time giving to the veterans and the AM vets and all the people donating their time and services, and he actually recruits people for places like Goodwill, you know, that support disabled veterans. So, I mean, it's really, really awesome how human legacy, and, you know, thank you so much, you know, for that, you know, because a lot of people, you know, forget, you know, how to give back. Well, you know, look and volunteer your time and Google places of volunteer services and centers, and you'll find a lot of things to do. So with human legacy topic, you know, Maria Stahl, I know you hold a legacy anyway. You have God-centered in your heart. You tell everybody everywhere you go to love all humans. You know, explain what kind of legacy you want to give into this moment.
Okay, now I understand the question. I kind of got confused on the question. So, okay, first of all, of course, God. I want everybody to know, you know, that without God in my life, you know, nothing will be possible, or in anybody else's life, that is. And also love all humans, because love all humans is everything in this world. And I think the more that we promote it, the more better this world will be. And, you know, I just love helping people, you know, when they need it, not expect it, because that's phony. And I just want to say, you know, this topic is really deep, because we are, you know, honoring the wonderful veterans that fought for our country. So, you know what, I give every respect to them. And I want to be the role model in this world, to give back to as much as I can to, you know, all kinds of charities, all kinds of events, you know, that are worth meaning to go to, and to spread the love, continue to spread the love to one another, you know, because life is too short, people, and we need to realize that life could be gone in a blink of an eye. And that's what people don't understand until they realize, you know, that they're getting consequences in their lives. And, you know, true, nobody is perfect, people out there. Whatever you're struggling with, you're never alone. There's true people out there that will help you, including me. You know, I tell people all the time, if you ever want to talk about your situation, I'm here for you to talk. You know what I mean? But if I feel something phony, like, you know, oh, you know, she just wants to do this, you know, just because of this. No. I'm a real person in the industry, people out there. Let me tell you, I've been through a lot. And when you've been through a lot, you learn, you know, a lot of stuff the hard way, but it's a beautiful lesson. And Sean and Tracy are witnesses to, you know, some of my stuff in my life, you know. And I thank God every single day for Sean and Tracy to be part of Love All Humans, because without them, I wouldn't have met them. And, you know, it just goes to tell you, God always works in mysterious ways, people out there. And God will put people in your life either for a beautiful lesson or a beautiful blessing. And you have to decide where they are in your life. And you have to do what's best for you, everyone out there struggling with true friendships, you know, friendships broken. It's okay. Just brush it off. You could forget about it, because it's another day. You know, there's people everywhere, you know, suffering, either poor or they're waking up, you know, hungry. Go out there and volunteer your services, just like Sean and Tracy said. You know, don't be, you know, in a bubble. You know, go out there and put yourself out there to help others, because let me tell you, God sees everything that you do in your life to help others, and it's the best ever. And I just want to put that out there, because I've had so many people come up to me saying, you know what, we need more people like you. And you know what I tell them? Without God in my life and my careers, I would not be here today the way I am today. I, you know, like I said, I had to learn a lot the hard way, but you know what? I don't regret one thing, people out there. I don't regret one thing. I smile because I love God, and because I love people. I don't care if they hate me or not. That's just how I am. I was raised up with respect, morals, and values, and that's what I want to carry on when I leave this earth. So thank you so much. God bless you all with beautiful angels, and I love you with all my heart. Keep on going. Stay very strong and never weak.
Woo! That's very lovely. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, sis. Can you tell all our followers and fans how they can follow you?
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook, Maria Stahl, M-A-R-I-A-S-T-A-L-L. You can follow me on Instagram, Maria Stahl, M-A-R-I-A-S-T-A-L-L. You can follow me on Twitter, Maria Juliet, M-A-R-I-A-J-E-W-L-E-E-E-T. You can Google me, Maria Stahl. You could find me on YouTube singing at a charity event that was wonderful with Freaky Fast. I hope he's doing well. God bless you, Freaky Fast. I miss you, and I miss talking to you. And you can find me on LinkedIn, Maria Stahl, and a personal website coming soon. Still, be patient, everyone.
Woo! We're trying, but we're really wanting to see that.
Yay! Thank you, sis, for being
you,
a part
Maria.
Of our show. We love you.
Love you.
Yes. Have a good day. I love you, too. Yes.
That was your sis and our sis, Maria Stahl. So the song list, we played Coming Home by Shaunzi Williams.
Yes.
We did The Love While We're Alive. Can We Love While We're Alive? That's by me as well. We have We the People, Black Onyx. We have Stand Up to Bullying, which was written by myself. We have Searching for You, which was written by myself. Love Yourself, which was written by myself. And Reinvent Your Life, that was by the Saint Tone Band.
That's right.
So this
and
is
you know,
awesome.
You have a catalog of songs enough to make a musical, and I know that's something that may be in our future soon.
We could do a Love All Humans musical. It is being thought of with all the music that we have. We can actually do a Love All Humans musical. So
if anybody would like that, please let us know.
Audition and
give
submit
us,
some of the things, and
give
we
us
will.
Feedback
that's
on
correct.
That.
A lot of people are thinking, but we're thinking about the idea. But what if we actually put in reality? So we can go to schools, we can go to seminars and events and places all around. Why even go to maybe play within the Pantages Theater to the Hollywood Bowl or a Greek theater or anything at West Coast here. To even Broadway. Look at that.
Talk about legacy.
Legacy.
Right.
We love all humans musical. So,
and talking about legacy,
yes.
I wanted to personally instill something into this. My great uncle Clark Poston, he was in the Navy. And he served in the Navy in World War II. And my uncle, my dad's brother, Uncle Mirren, He served in Korea.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
Hats off to both of them. My uncle, he has passed away, but my great uncle Clark Poston is still with us.
That's
and
right.
We're going to be calling him after the show to say thank you for his service and seeing how he's doing.
Yes, that's awesome. So we can't thank you guys enough for being there, for being
Absolutely.
Part of our show. Right now, we were just texted the information from the actual Armed Force Marines through the Army, through the Navy, everybody that has to do with Homeland Security for our nation. We are going to give an observance to Memorial Day and the victims and the fallen soldiers of the men and women who ultimately sacrificed their lives.
We're going to
cut our show a half hour early. So we can honor
them.
And we love them.
And
we want to honor them.
We love all of you, and we'll see you next, or we'll
hear from
hear
you
us
on our next topic
time,
of social acceptance.
Until then, we love you.
And remember those who've passed on, and remember this day, so we won't have to have many more
That's right.
that will
no
fall
more.
Victim
no
to this kind of a catastrophe. We love you guys.
We love you.
Love all humans, Blog Talk Radio.